सर्वेषां नमस्कारः। योगसूत्र परिचय वर्गः वर्गसंख्या द्वात्रिंशत्। मंगलश्लोकेन आरम्भं कुर्मः। योगेन चित्तस्य पदेन वाचां मलं शरीरस्य च वैद्यकेन योपाकरोत्तं प्रवरं मुनीनां पतंजलि प्राजलि नानतोस्मी। सो वी आर इन द फाइनल सेगमेंट ऑफ द योग सूत्रास। द फाइनल सेगमेंट द फोर्थ यूनिट ऑफ द कैवल्य पाद ऑफ द योग सूत्रास। सो फार इन द प्रीवियस सेगमेंट वी हैव seen logical discussion on matters like the nature of the mind, the reality of the objects outside, and the need and the necessity of the purusha or the soul, a self-conscious entity, swabhasam. So those were logically clarified in the unit 12 to 24, spanning the sutras 12 to 24. Now this is the final segment. Shastra phalam, kaivalyam, is discussed. So how, when a person is absolutely in a very refined state and he is heading towards kaivalyam, what will be his state of mind, and how in the final stages he moves towards kaivalyam, that is discussed in this final set of 10 sutras. 25th sutra, vishesha darshinah atma bhava bhavana nivrittihi. Vishesha darshi, a person who has a special vision. Special vision comes through many lives, that's what the commentators say. Many lives of hard work, hard sadhana, diligent sadhana, that purifies the mind, which has loads of vasanas, karmashaya and other things. So by constant practice of the various limbs of yoga, and also having a very clear idea, clarity about the nature of the mind, the world outside, and the purusha, the learning it from the shastras, what happens is the mind of the chitta of the person, vishesha darshi, a person having a special vision, atma bhava, regarding the existence of atma, bhavana nivritti, all kinds of confusion, they go away. So any doubt about the existence of the self, the consciousness, that is overcome finally. So not even in his dreams will he have any doubt about the existence of the consciousness. For normal people who are just studying the Yoga Sutra text, we just know Purusha or the consciousness or the self as something, as an external thing. We just hear about it. Whereas for a Vishesha Darshi, after having undergone all kinds of yogic practice, for him, Jignyasa Nivrittihi. So he will no more have a desire to learn about Atma, because he would have clearly understood what Atma is all about. So that is 25th sutra. Tada viveka nimnam kaivalya pragbharam chittam. So then what will be the nature of his mind? So the first thing is jignyasa nivrittihi. He will no more doubt about the existence of Atma, and he would have understood all aspects of the Atman or the Purusha. So when such a state of mind exists, so how will his mind function? What will be the orientation of his mind? Tada viveka nimnam. His mind will be weighed down by viveka. Viveka here refers to the clarity, the discriminative knowledge, or the knowledge that clearly differentiates what prakriti and purusha are. That viveka, that will weigh down in his mind. So he will not be weighed down by worldly thoughts and anxieties. Samsarika dukkha nimnam na bhavati chittam, viveka nimnam bhavati chittam. Kaivalya pragbharam. Pragbhara, commentators use the word or explain the word pragbhara as avadhi, as limit or the final goal. So now the orientation towards the worldly things changes, and now the limit or the goal or the final destination is now set as kaivalya. Kaivalya pragbharam chittam. So the mind is now oriented towards kaivalya, and being completely occupied by the viveka chintanam. So the mind is now completely occupied by viveka and is oriented towards kaivalya, and no worldly goals remain for such a person. He is not concerned about anything that is associated with the world outside. Such will be the nature of the mind of such a person. Next one. Is this path, now is he set to achieve kaivalya? Are there still obstacles for such a person? The Yoga Sutra or Patanjali Maharshi still provides a warning here. Still the samskaras are there. They are still lurking. Though they have been weakened, the samskaras, the outwardly samskaras, though the orientation is towards kaivalya, though the mind is completely occupied with viveka, still vyutthana samskaras, which are gradually weakening, though they are weak, they still exist in the mind. Only when the mind is totally isolated from the Purusha, there is complete safety. So as long as the mind exists, there is possibility of thoughts reappearing from those samskaras, even though they may be weak. Tat chidreshu pratyayantarani. So viveka is the overwhelming thought that exists in the mind, but still due to many lives and due to years and years of practice, there is a possibility of the mind and senses going outwardly. Tachidra. There are possibility of gaps, possibility of slight distractions. Chidra means gap, because of the previous samskaras which have considerably weakened. Pratyayantarani, thoughts, worldly thoughts still appear in the gaps in the chitta. So wherever there is a weakening of viveka, other worldly thoughts, though they are weak, they still appear. So how to overcome this? Again, this is the karunya or the compassion of the shastrakaras, where they are never tired of repeating the means for emancipation. They are never tired of guiding a practitioner to the final goal. Even though all the sadhanas, all the tools have been expressed right in the first chapter and again repeated in the second chapter and re-emphasized in the third chapter, still Patanjali reminds a practitioner about the tools about to overcome these thoughts. That is the compassion of the sages. So, how to overcome these thoughts, though which are weak, arising? Hanamesham kleshavaduktam. The concept of hanam, or to overcome these, one has to follow the same path laid down to overcome the kleshas. To overcome the kleshas, it was stated in the second chapter, Viveka Khyatihi Aviplava Hanopayaha. So, Aviplava Viveka Khyatihi, a strong, steady Viveka Khyatihi is the method to overcome the kleshas. So, that was stated in the second chapter. So, as there are gaps in the chidra, as there are gaps in the Viveka Khyati here, these samskaras are emerging. These samskaras are emboldened to give rise to thoughts, worldly thoughts. So, what happens is, one has to fill those gaps. How to fill those gaps? Strengthening the Viveka Khyati. Intensifying the discrimination or the difference between Prakriti and Purusha. That is the only way. So, by focusing the mind more upon the nature of the Purusha, what happens is these gaps are filled, and as the kleshas, strengthening the Viveka Khyati, by strengthening the Viveka Khyati, these samskaras that give rise to worldly thoughts, they are burnt. So, burning down the kleshas, dagdha bija kalpaha kleshaha. When the kleshas are taken to a stage which is similar to that of a burnt seed, only then one is safe from the influence of the kleshas. So, as one strengthens the Viveka Khyati, what happens is, these samskaras that give rise to the thoughts, worldly thoughts, at this final stage, they are also taken to the stage of Dagdha Bija, or the burnt seed state. So, Sage Patanjali reminds us, of the process of overcoming the kleshas. So, a sadhaka has to follow the same path that has been mentioned in the second chapter. Viveka Khyatihi Aviplava Hanopayaha. So, that strengthens or that firms up the journey towards Kaivalya. Now, we move to the next sutra, that is the 29th sutra. Prasankhyane api akusidasya sarvatha viveka khyatehe dharma megha samadhi. Now, the possibility of gaps and the method to overcome those gaps were mentioned in the previous sutras. So, when the walls of the house of the yogi's mind is strengthened, what happens is sarvatha viveka khyatehe. Now, one should note the usage of the words. Earlier, viveka nimnam, the chitta was viveka nimna, it was predominantly occupied by viveka, which had gaps. Now, when those gaps are taken care of, when those gaps are filled, now how this chitta gets transformed? The chitta of the yogi becomes sarvatha viveka khyati. the mind was earlier Viveka Nimna, now it becomes Sarvatha. So at all cost, under all conditions, the Viveka Khyati, the notion or the clarity about the Prakriti and Purusha alone exists in this mind. So such is the transformation that the chitta of a yogi undergoes in the final stages towards Kaivalya. Sarvatha Viveka Khyatehe Yoginaha. And if this exists again, is this without pitfalls? Again, even at this stage, there is possibility of stumbling. Stumbling at the last stage, that is also possible. This Viveka Khyati is also called as Prasankhyanam. Prasankhyanam is another term used to Viveka Khyati. When a person is endowed with a very strong Viveka Khyati, he is said to have achieved Prasankhyanam. Prasankhyanam is a technical term which indicates the all-powerful nature of the yogin, that from the point of view of the worldly life, he can do anything. He is all-powerful. As he has complete control over the Sankhya, that is all the tattvas, prasankhyanam, prakarshena. So he has absolute control over all the numbered tattvas, right from mahat, ahankara, all those things. Then what happens is, he can do, undo, recreate, create everything in the world. So, by such a power, unlimited power, akusidasya, if a person is not lured into worldly life again, so what total Viveka Khyati bestows is absolute power, total control over the world of the matter. That is indicated by the term Prasankhyana. So when total Viveka Khyati arises, Prasankhyana, absolute power over the matter is achieved. If a person is not kusida or is not lured, if he is akusida, if he does not show his greediness towards such power bestowed by Viveka Khyati, only then Dharma Megha Samadhi is achieved by the yogin. So, Dharma Megha, Dharma, Ashukla Krishnam Dharmam Mehati, iti Dharma Megha. That's how Sadashiva Brahmendra puts or derives the etymology of the term Dharma Megha Samadhi. So, the final stage, the final Samadhi called Dharma Megha comes. We are aware about what is Shukla Karma, Krishna Karma, Shukla Krishna Karma. So, Punya, Papa, mixture of Punya Papa, all this happens in normal human being's life. So, only when a person is absolutely greedless about his potency and power, then this Dharma Megha Samadhi, which delivers him, which relieves him from both Punya Karma and Papa Karma, absolute neutrality is achieved by this Dharma Megha Samadhi. So what Dharma Megha Samadhi bestows is very aptly put by Sadashiva Brahmendra when he says, neither Dharma nor Adharma, his actions become devoid of Dharma and Adharma. As has been stated, Teja Dharmam Adharmancha Ubhe Satyanrute Teja. In Mahabharata, this has been mentioned. So, both Dharma and Adharma, both Satya and Anrita, all these are overcome. So, such a state is achieved by the attainment of Dharma Megha Samadhi. So, now, what happens when such Dharma Megha Samadhi, when a yogi enters Dharma Megha Samadhi? Klesha Karma Nivrittihi. tataha klesha karma nivrittihi. So when the mind is established in this dharma megha samadhi, by this klesha karma nivrittihi, klesha moolanam karmanam nivrittihi. So klesha moolaha karmashayaha drishta drishta janma vedaniyaha. We should remind ourselves of all the previous sutras where the kleshas are instigated by the karmashayas. So though the kleshas might have been taken to a stage of burnt seed, the moola of the klesha, the source of the klesha, is karmashaya. They still exist. So only when this dharma megha samadhi is achieved, this karmashaya is also done away with. The karmashaya is also burnt down. So as long as the karmashaya exists, there is a possibility of kleshas reappearing. So the kleshas have been neutralized, and now when the dharma megha samadhi is achieved, only then the root cause of the kleshas, that is the karma, the karmashayas, are also overcome. And then tada, what happens? Tada sarvavarana mala apetasya jnanasya anantyat jneyam alpam. So when all the kleshas and the karmashayas and everything has been overcome, then all the avarana mala, all the impurities that has clouded the mind, the cloud of impurities have now moved away. Sarvavarana mala apetasya avarana mala, all the knowledge that all the impurities that clouded the pure knowledge of the yogi has moved away. Then jnanasya anantyam, the mind is completely filled with the endless knowledge of the Purusha. The mind beautifully, blemishlessly reflects the true nature of Purusha. Jneyam alpam, so nothing remains yet to be known by the mind. Then what happens is, when the mind is completely illuminated by the light or the pure reflection of the Purusha, then tatah kritarthanam parinamakrama samaptihi gunanam. So the gunas, it was stated in the previous segment that gunatmanaha, everything is made up of te vyakta sukshmaha gunatmanaha. In one of the previous sutras in the unit 3, we saw that everything is made up of the gunas, and the entire world of the matter, including the subtlest mind, is due to the operations of the mind. So when the mind is completely devoid of all the avarana malas like klesha and karmashaya, then the gunas become kritartha. That is, they have done their part. They have shown the Purusha bhoga, the worldly happiness, and now they have also shown the Purusha the apavarga. They have led the Purusha to the final state of liberation. So they are kritartha, they are objective. So they have assisted in the worldly life. They have assisted the sadhaka towards achieving this kaivalya state. So when all the impurities of the knowledge of the Purusha, they are washed away, then the gunas achieve the state of kritarthata. That is, nothing else remains for them to do. So parinama krama samaptihi, so there ends their modifications. Every second there is modifications in the gunas. Every second there is actions in the gunas. So all that comes to an end. So all the modifications, all the changes that happens every moment in the gunas, that ends. Samaptihi gunanam. That is Sutra 32. And now penultimate Sutra 33. Here, this sutra clarifies the term Parinama Krama before stating the final state of Kaivalya. A small clarification is made in this sutra. As the sutras are asandigdha, one of the lakshana of the sutra is asandigdha, in the sense that no doubt should remain in the mind of a person who pursues this literature. So, a new term at the very fag end has been used by Patanjali, that is Parinama Krama. So that should not remain unexplained. So that thing is done, that clarification is provided by this Sutra 33. Kshanapratiyogi Parinama Aparanta Nirgrahyaha Kramaha. So we know what is Parinama, whereas what is Parinama Krama, that is made clear here. Kshanapratiyogi Krama, or the sequence of actions, sequence of subtle actions, it happens kshanapratiyogi, against every moment. So the first characteristic of Krama, or the sequence of actions, is that it happens against every minutest, minuscule unit of time. So Kshana here refers to the final unit, or the basic unit of time. So Krama refers to the actions that happen not once in a while, the actions that happen in every basic unit of time. So which means that the activity of guna is always there. In every unit of time, every fundamental unit of time, the gunas are active. As long as the worldly life exists, in every basic unit of time, every kshana, this krama happens. The modifications in the gunas happen. And parinama aparanta nirgrahyaha, all this krama, or the sequence of modification, are not meaningless. They work towards parinama aparanta, which means they have a particular goal. There is a final stage of modification. So, for example, the pot is, if we take the pot as the as one of the stages of modification, right from being clay, gradually it is put on the wheel, and then it is given a shape, and it is cooked in hot fire, and then the pot emerges, the final shape of the pot. So in all these processes, there is a final goal called the pot, relatively final goal. So it doesn't end there. Again the pot breaks into two halves or many pieces, and again that goes into powdery state, all that happens. So there is an intermediate goal, or there is a final modification, or there is a goal towards the sequence of changes. So initially a person sees mud, and finally he sees a pot. So he realizes, he understands that, oh, it is the mud which I initially saw has now transformed into a pot. So, though a person may not be aware of all the changes that had happened in the intermediate period that lies between its stage of mud and its stage of pot, but if he has seen the first and the final stages, he would know that it is the same mud which has got transferred into the pot. So, this indicates that there has been series of modifications. So it is not that suddenly the mud has transformed into a pot. It has undergone a sequence of transformation. So the krama the basic characteristic of krama is modification in every moment. The potter creates certain changes even without the potter's influence. Even when the potter is working on the pot to give it a shape, working on the mud to give it shape, still in itself there would be every moment momentary changes. Every moment there will be change in things in the mud. So krama refers to change in every moment, and the change which is grasped. How do we know that there is a change? Grasped by noting the purvanta and aparanta. Only the word aparanta is mentioned. The commentators add the purvanta, the term purvanta also. So by the knowledge of the initial stages and the final stages also, the sequence is grasped. So the characteristics of the basic characteristic is kshanapratiyogi, and the way it is perceived is by noting the beginning limit and the final change. So such minute changes inflicted by the gunas, they end. So going to the 32 sutra 32, the term parinama krama has been explained. So all the minute changes that happen every second among the gunas, that ends, and the changes in gunas is perceived in the world around. We see that. So all that sequence of changes brought about by the imbalance in the gunas, they end. That is sutra 33 and 32 put together. And when the modifications, the sequence of modifications of the gunas end, that is the end. So what happens is purushartha shunyanam gunanam pratiprasavaha. So the gunas, the final act of the gunas comes here. So thus far they were acting for the purusha. When no purpose of the purusha is remains to be served by the gunas, purushartha shunya, they don't have any purushartha, no purushartha remains for the gunas. So by their modification, nothing is to be achieved for the purusha. So then the gunas attain pratiprasava. Prasava is emergence. Pratiprasava is rolling back into the cause. The gunas, with respect to this purusha, they roll back into their cause. That is, the state of equilibrium of the gunas is achieved when they the pratiprasava here means the chitta rolling back into its cause. And what kind of a change happens in the gunas is the gunas reach equilibrium. So that is kaivalya seen from the point of view of the gunas. So what happens to the gunas at the stage of kaivalyam? The chitta goes back. The gunanam pratiprasavaha, though it is mentioned gunanam pratiprasavaha, it is the chitta which is indicated by the term gunanam here. And so the chitta which is made up of the gunas rolls back into its cause, that is prakriti, and the gunas reach a state of equilibrium. All the imbalances in the gunas end with respect to this purusha. That is kaivalyam seen from the point of view of the gunas. And what happens to the purusha? Purusha remains as he is, swarupa pratishtha. So all the distortions created by the mind all have vanished as the mind itself has rolled back into its cause, swarupa pratishthava. So kaivalya can either be seen from the point of view of gunas or va from the point of view of purusha. Kaivalya is swarupa pratishtha. The initial sutra has to be reminded, तदा द्रष्टुहु स्वरूपे अवस्थानम्। सो द स्वरूप अवस्थानम् और स्वरूप प्रतिष्ठा, पुरुषा बीइंग एस्टैब्लिश्ड और पुरुषा अटेनिंग हिज ट्रू रियल फॉर्म दैट इज अचीव्ड चितिशक्ति ही इति। सो द चितिशक्ति ही आर द पुरुषा द कॉन्शियसनेस विच इज इंडिकेटेड बाय द टर्म चितिशक्ति ही शाइन्स फोर्थ इन इट्स ट्रू फॉर्म। द टर्म इति indicates the end. So the text began with Atha Yoga Anushasanam and it ends with Chiti Shaktihi Iti. So Atha marks the beginning and auspiciousness, whereas Iti indicates the completion. Just to read out the commentary of Sadashiva Brahmendra for this last sutra, so I end with the commentary of Sadashiva Brahmendra's Yoga Sudhakara on this final sutra. Krita Bhogapavarganam Karya Karanatmanam Gunanam Pradhane Pratikprasavaha Pralayaha Kaivalyam Chitishaktihi Kutastha Nitya Shuddha Asanga Chitswabhava Shaktihi Swarupa Pratishtha पुनः बुद्ध्यादि संबंध विधुरा वा कैवल्यं भवति इति अतिशोभनम् इति शब्दः शास्त्र परिसमाप्ति द्योतनार्थः। सो आई हैव एक्सप्लेन द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस पैसेज इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ एक्सप्लेनिंग द मीनिंग ऑफ द सूत्र। सो हियर वी कंक्लूड एंड कंप्लीट द कैवल्य पाद ऑफ द Yoga Sutras. I thank all patient participants of this course, Yoga Sutra Parichaya. As the very title is Yoga Sutra Parichaya, it is only presenting the essence or an introductory ideas about the various sutras. As the sutras are Vishvato Mukha, there are many possible meanings to the sutras. They cover many aspects which might have been not covered by this course. So this just gives, this is like an appetizer which just gives an introduction to the various concepts that are presented in the sutras, in the order of the text. So, I pray, I sincerely believe that all those who have participated in this course will continue their journey in the path of understanding the Yoga Sutras in much more depth by reading and rereading the text and the various commentaries that we are blessed with from the Shastra tradition, and internalizing and working towards peace and happiness. I thank everyone, the participants, and I also thank Vyoma Labs for giving me this opportunity to present this course. This course began in the year 2015 in the month of August on the 15th. Now we are concluding this class on the 19th of September 2016. So through these years, through the duration of this year, by the blessings of the Almighty and the wishes of all the friends and well-wishers, this course has reached a meaningful completion. So thank you all, and we conclude with the Mangala Shloka. Yogena chittasya padena vacham malam sharirasya cha vaidyakena योपाकरोत्तम प्रवरम मुनीनाम பதஞ்சலிம் பிராஞ்சலிரானதோஸ்மி.